USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I came right here. I come every year to this nice service to celebrate the birthday and the remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King and his family.
Paying respects to MLK, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visiting the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. MLK would have turned 90 this year. In Atlanta, where he and his wife are buried, a prayer service at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
It means a lot to me to celebrate, to get out and celebrate and enjoy in his history.
Lifelong Atlanta resident Crystal Gay says she never misses this service, and she's thankful for Delta Airlines' $80,000 donation to keep the historic MLK Park and landmarks open through Super Bowl Sunday.
I think it was nice of them to do that. I think it's wrong for the shutdown because people's lives is infected.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Cookie from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes, and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Once again, the mainstream media shows only a snippet of a video to foster an agenda, but the entire tape shows a very different story. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
The initial video that went viral showing high school students from Covington Catholic High in Kentucky appearing to taunt a Native American man has upset many people, including the mayor of Covington, Kentucky, Joe Meyer.
It represented behavior and an attitude that certainly does not reflect the values that we here have and promote.
Now, a longer video leading up to that incident has been posted, and it shows a group called the Black Hebrew Israelites helping to instigate things, the group using racist language to call out those students while also insulting Catholics. The students say they weren't mocking the Native American man, but were doing Native American chants in the hopes of defusing the situation.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The very latest on how much you're paying at the pump across the country, here's USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Patrick Zahan of GasBuddy.com tells us there was very little change in the prices this week, but that could change.
35 in the nation's 50 states saw prices move by less than a penny per gallon. This is the calm before the storm. We're expecting prices to start heating up, especially if the China trade deal pans out that we saw news of.
Talks with China resumed January 30th in Washington.
A Republican senator says President Trump doing his best to work with Democrats. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to bring President Trump's border wall proposal to a vote this week as a partial government shutdown continues. Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma tells ABC's This Week the president is doing what he can to compromise.
I think the president's put a reasonable compromise on the table. Everyone knew if we're going to go through this process, we're going to end up compromising on multiple different areas to be able to resolve it. The core elements are there. We all strongly believe about. That is, how do you secure the actual border? The Dreamers, these DACA kids, we know this element, this group of folks. They have all gone through background checks. They're involved in our system right now. They're in our schools. They're in our workplaces. This is a group of students and young adults that we all know as a nation that live down the street from us, go to church with us. For this group of individuals, I just don't see an issue with that, and I don't see that being amnesty. This has been a long-term issue for us as a nation that I think can be resolved.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.